Greetings, everyone. It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. This ministry comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. On behalf of Pastor Roger Decker, this is Fred Barrows, and we want you to know that we appreciate this opportunity to share this precious gospel of Christ with you. Hopefully, as you listen today, you will hear something that will lead you to know that God loves you and He is very well interested in your eternal welfare. We'd like to ask Brother Dishman to come to us now with another message found in God's Word.
If you have your Bibles, we'd like to ask you to turn with us to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5. Jeremiah 5 and verse number 30. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? What will you do in the end thereof? We would like to title our message, The Call to Go to the Great Beyond. He asked the question, what will you do in the end thereof? And certainly we believe that the end of time will soon occur. But we're also aware of the fact that our end could come any day, any hour, any moment. Any one of us could be called out of this life and issued into eternity. 1 Peter 4:7 says, but the end of all things is at hand, therefore be ye sober and watch unto prayer. The end of all things refers to the end of this world, the winding up of the human affairs. Certainly, death is to each one of us the end of all things here below. It's the end of our plans. It's the end of our interests and all of our affairs of life. And not only do we have the end that can come upon us through death, as we've already mentioned, the end of time could occur, and it certainly will occur one day. The Bible lets us know that no man knows the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh, but we also know that the Bible says that this day will not come upon us as a thief. Amen. The call to go to the great beyond. We all have a long home. We're on our way there. Either, friend, it will be with the devil and his angels, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, or else, my friend, we can choose to serve the Lord. There's a part of each one of us that's going to live as long as God does. In Genesis, the second chapter, in verse number 11, we're told how that the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And that soul of man will live forever. It will never die. The life that God breathed into man makes him an eternal being, one whose life will never end. Every soul that God has ever made from Adam on down to the last person that will be born will be in eternity somewhere. Amen. That's a serious thought, that we're on our way to eternity. Amen. Eternity, friend, is not an object nor a place. It's not a period of time. It has a beginning for mankind, but it does not have an end. And all from Adam to the last man that's been born, friend, will be in eternity somewhere. Man has a beginning, but his soul has no end. Man is a creature of time. He takes time. He uses time. He depends on time. His life, physical and temporal, is motivated by time. Time, however, as important as it is in this life, has no relation in eternity. Eternity is unique. It's incomparable. It has no measurable length or breadth or depth or height. It has no option. It is unalterable. It is everlastingly the same. In all the creation, only man will make the transition from time to eternity. Friends, all things that we now cherish, our homes and our positions, our wealth, our pleasures will fade away when we are called to go to the great beyond. What a day that's going to be. Certainly when we as the saints of God are called to go to the great beyond, if we're truly saved, born of God's Spirit, walking in the light of God's eternal word, it'll be a wonderful time. I believe, as the song says, they'll be shouting on the hills of glory. I believe they'll be praising God and rejoicing like we can't imagine down here. Amen. It'll be wonderful. Amen. Oh, what great things are eternally in store for the blood washed, for the saints of God. And I just say, come and join us in this happy, joyful life, and for an unending millions of ages of unspeakable glory in eternity. The believer's happiness will be eternal. Amen. And certainly there's things that we go through in this life sometimes that's not so easy. But I'm often reminded of the Apostle Paul when he said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. There's a wonderful day coming for the child of God. And certainly we can enjoy this life when we're saved. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to be happy. But I'm telling you, friend, for those who fail to be saved, fail to come to God and repent, place faith in the Son of God, when they are called to go to the great beyond, what a dreadful day. What a dreadful day. What a terrifying time. Amen. I just praise God, friend. When I was sinking down in everlasting ruin, I praise God that He rescued me. Amen. Every one of us that's saved by the grace of God deserved the eternal wrath of God. But thank God for the wondrous grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Eternal praise to His holy name. Oh, how unsearchable His counsels, and who can fathom His divine decree. Amen. In eternity, when you're called to go to the great beyond, if you're not saved, friend, hope will never shine again. Think about it, friend, to be thirsty all night long, to be thirsty for a week, for a month, for a year, for a century, forever and forever. Tired all night long, for a week, for a month, for a year, for a century, forever and ever, friend, in pain. Not just for a day, not just for a week or a month or a year, but forever and ever throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Choking and screaming and moaning and groaning in a fire that'll never be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Darkness, 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 inner darkness and outer darkness. No, not just for a day, not just for a week, not for a year, not just for a century, but forever and ever and ever throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Amen. Call to go to the great beyond. Friend, the horrors of an eternal hell are awaiting you if you're lost without God. And friend, today thou art nearer to its unquenchable flames than you've ever been before. The preacher in Proverbs said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day can bring forth. God said that his spirit would not always strive with man. I'm telling you, friend, I've saw some that seemed not to be hardly affected at all from God's spirit. And friend, that causes a soberness to come over my heart. It makes me wonder if people are hardening their heart to the degree that God is not speaking to them like he once did. Friend, you can do it. You can harden your heart against God. There's many warnings in the Bible of the possibility of a sinner hardening their heart till they come to a place where their heart is insensible to the things of God, and the preaching of the gospel no longer has the effect that it once did, and the sweet Spirit of God knocking on their heart's door don't have the effect that it once did. And it's a fearful situation to be in. Amen. When God just decides just to let you go on, many times you've turned him down, you've turned him away, you've said no so long that finally God just takes you at your word. Amen. You need to realize, sinner friend, the seriousness of the condition that you're in. Yes, that you're hanging over the mouth of hell by a single thread, and that thread is breaking only a grasp for breath. Only the stopping of a heart for a single moment, and you'll be called to go to the great beyond. Oh, friend, can you face that? What about it? Can you face it? Amen. If right now beneath you the wide jaws of death would open up, are you prepared with confidence to walk through the midst thereof? Sinner friend, the pit is prepared. The fire is made ready. The furnace is now hot. The pit has opened her mouth to receive you. And if God should permit it, you would be swallowed up immediately. And there's nothing between you and hell but air. And it's only the love of God that holds you. I believe, no doubt, with all of my heart, there's some of you. Had it not just been for God's love extending on to you, God being merciful to you, you have already been called out of this life into eternity, but God's been good to you. God was good to me. I can look back, friend, before I got saved, and I know there's lots of times when I could have just been called out into eternity, but I know that God looked over me and he watched me. Oh, friend, he's been good to us. Oh, when you think about it, friend, when you stop and think about it, that you could be lost in the devil's hell this very moment. I doubt if there's very many people here that responded to the call of God the first time that God spoke to your heart. Most of us turned him away for some time. We could have went into a lost eternity. We could be in hell this very moment and be there justly. But oh, the love of God. Oh, thank God for the love of God. He said in a song, could we with ink the ocean fill? Think about it, friend. Fill the ocean up with ink. Every man a scribe by trade. To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor would the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. That's the love of God. That describes the love of God. If you tried to write about the love of God, it would drain the ocean dry. Oh, he's merciful, friend. He's merciful. He's been good to us. I'm trying to let you see, sinner friend, he's been good to you. Don't go on and trifle with the influences of God's Spirit. I tell you, friend, the hell is too awful to take any chances on going there. I would to God I could get you to feel the urgency of getting right with God. I see a man in the Bible who lost his way in the night. And in hell, lift up his eyes, being in torments. He realized that he had played light and loose with his soul. Now he was in a place where no mercy was known. Oh, friend, notice some things about that man. He saw Abraham far off. The rich man became a beggar. Hear him as he begs for water. He prays. Hear him as he prays for water. Hear him as he prays that someone would have mercy. Go warn his brothers lest they too make this fatal mistake that he has made and lose their soul. I believe, my friend, if a person misses their way in the night, that in the back alleys of the doomed, they'll remember every church service that they was ever in. They'll remember every song about the love of God. He'll remember that last altar call that he heard. He'll remember the last verse of the song. As the pastor stood up and said, we're going to sing one more verse just for you. You'll remember when you said, not tonight, but another night found you in eternity's dark night. In hell, you'll realize that every gospel message that you ever heard was a lifeline thrown out from heaven to rescue you from the awful whirlpool of sin and vice. You'll remember how often some saint of God came to you, pressed you to leave those paths of sin, but you went on. You'll remember, my friend, how that salvation had been offered to you 1,000 times. God stretched out his hand, but you would not. Friend, you'll remember how you refused his reproof. You said it not all of his counsel. He would have helped you, but you would not. Therefore, you're condemned to go through this eternal misery. Oh, the call to go to the great beyond. Sinner friend, in hell you'll believe that your own neglect is stinging you to death, but you cannot die. But to live a dying life is worse than 10,000 deaths. Oh, I know the reason so many reject and harden their heart and go on. This thing called sin has got them so bound. Yes, friend, to think that people will go on covering sins, unconfessed sins, while that sin is eating away, my friend, as a worm does to an apple. Yet the Word of God is flashing its warnings as it cries throughout the pages of God's eternal Word. Be sure your sins will find you out. David tried to cover his sin of adultery and murder, only to have the man of God to point his finger in his face and say, thou art the man. Achan, in the heat of the battle, took that God told him not to take. My friend, because of his sin, the next time they went out to battle, they lost 37 of the best men that they had. And when their leader Joshua could not understand this, he went to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord said, get up, there's sin in this camp. Friend, his sin was uncovered. He was punished. Yes, my friend, he had to pay for his sin. My friend, your sin makes you, as it were, heavy as lead. It pressures you down towards hell every day that you stay in it. Hell and eternity without God is the reward of living in sin. Friend, if right now you could hear, my friend, the terrible, horrid shrieks from the damned souls down in hell, you could never love sin again. How foolish it is to choose the pleasures of sin at the price of everlasting pain. Friend, there may be pleasures in sin for a season, but the pleasures of sin never has a pleasant ending. Friend, there's only one covering for sin, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew, the 16th chapter, and verse number 26, for what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what should a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about it, sinner friend. Listen to me. What would it profit you to gain the world for time and lose your soul for eternity? What is your life? It's even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away. Those of you who are young, who will keep out of hell the longest, will be there in a little time. It's a short distance from the cradle to the grave. And even though we live to a ripe old age, it's just but a short time compared to eternity. Then we pass forever into a place where time is swallowed up in eternity. Each closing year, each setting sun, each tick of the clock is shortening our days. Silently, but surely, it's carrying us on. The year, the day, the hour, the moment will soon arrive, and we'll be called to go to the great beyond. Wherein for the wicked, this is the most distressing thought possible. However, for the righteous, friend, it will be an eternal bliss in heaven with God and all the holy angels. It will be a welcome. I believe on every chain in hell is written forever. Hell is eternal banishment from God. It's everlasting wrath. Oh, sinner friend, it would be dreadful to suffer this kind of pain and agony just for a moment. But if you die without God, you must suffer this fierceness of the wrath of God Almighty, not just for a moment, but suffer it throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Friend, when you die, the end will come. Your eternal state will be fixed forever. Eternal punishment is as much a truth in God's word as the eternal rewards of the righteous. This makes the sinner's condition so deplorable. There's no easing of the torments. The pains of hell will be so intense, there's no possibility of sleeping or fainting. No, not for a moment. And when once the gates of hell are shut, they'll never be unbarred again. Oh, friend, after you've been there 10 million years and look towards the future, you'll only see eternity stretching on and on without any hope. Suppose millions of days, of years, and ages elapse. Still, we are only on the threshold of eternity. Friend, eternity will only know two classes of people, the saved and the lost. And God will classify them as such by their acceptance or rejection of Him. His great saving plan for mankind, while here in earth life, there are only two destinies for all people. Heaven for the saved, and hell for the lost. From the scriptures, we learn that one place is a place of light, the other is a place of darkness. One place has singing, the other place has weeping. In heaven are the pure and the happy saints of God, in hell, the raging sinners of Satan. You're called to go to the great beyond. Will the judge of all the earth find your name in the book of life? Friend, will you be standing there redeemed? Or will you stand there and hear him say the terrible words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I'm glad I've been able by the help of God to set the right example before my children. And I often think about those who are failing to set the right example before their children. And they go on and they lose their soul in the end and meet up with them children in eternity. To have a son say, "Daddy, I would that you would have took me to church. I would that you would have raised me right. I would that I could have had the opportunity that some of my friends had. Perhaps I would not be here today." When a mother meets her daughter and the daughter begins to weep and say, "If I'd only had a Christian mother, if I'd only had a mama that would have set the right example before me, perhaps I would not be here today." Oh, friend, that would increase the misery of hell to think that you had failed, and perhaps your influence is what caused your children to be lost also. Friend, your rejection of God's Spirit can seal your damnation. God recognizes the freedom of your will, and He lays at every one of your doorsteps the awful responsibility of choosing your destiny. Lifetime is the only time to settle this matter. It'll be too late when you're called to go to the great beyond. There is absolutely no hope
for the wicked beyond the grave. The offer of mercy is limited. It's now in God's time. Christ is man's only refuge from the wrath of God. Seek God while he may be found. Your eternal destiny is in your own hands. Friend, eternity is a long time to be saved or lost. And if God would let you go, if you're not saved, you would immediately sink and swiftly plunge into hell. Now in life, while there's time, our eternal destiny can be decided. Are you ready to go and to be called to the great beyond? Are you ready for this? This question demands your answer in this life. Today is the time to prepare to go to the great beyond. Failing to receive Christ will result in eternal banishment from God. Life is too uncertain. Death is too sure. Eternity is too long to further delay. God's word is to be accepted now. Today is the day to do something about it. If you don't come to Christ, praise God. Praise the Lord. God in his mercy and his love sent his son to save us from our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Repent of your sins. Turn your life completely over to Christ, confessing him as your Lord. He will save you. Don't increase his wrath upon you by turning away the offer of mercy and pardon. Let God speak to your soul. Get something done before it's too late. Amen.
Thank you again, Brother Dishman, for those sobering thoughts. Have you been to camp meeting yet this week? If not, today is the final day of this August camp meeting. Pastor Decker would like to invite each and every one of you to join him in the services today. Our morning service will begin at 10 o'clock, and the evening service will convene at 7 p.m. If you would need transportation to the Church of God camp meeting, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We'll be sure to have someone stop by and pick you up. Well, I see our time is gone again. This is Fred Barrows thanking you all for listening today. On behalf of Brother Roger Decker, pastor of the congregation, we'd like to encourage you to tune in again next week at the same time. So until then, may the Lord be very near and dear to you, is our prayer.